Nolte, 56% of Virginians want porn performer Susanna Gibson to drop out. By John Nolte on September 20, 2023. A majority of Virginia's likely voters say Susanna Gibson, the House delegate candidate who performed hardcore porn online to raise money, should drop out of the race. Only 30% said she should remain in the race. The poll from Founders Insight Public Policy Institute, and first reported by the Daily Wire, is only bad news for Virginia Democrats. Susanna Gibson, aka the worst mother in the world, has already won the Democrat primary in a tight district race that could decide which party controls the House of Delegates this November. Earlier this month, everything fell apart when it was discovered that the 40-year-old nurse practitioner and mother of two small boys enjoys performing X-rated sex acts online for money. In between Gibson and her husband having explicit sex, Gibson offers to debase herself in grotesque ways if the viewers send her tokens, which is a form of payment. Once the scandal broke, Gibson laughably claimed she was a victim of revenge porn and basically disappeared so the corporate media could campaign on her behalf. Outlets like the far-left New York Times were happy to step in and lie to their dim-witted readers with the false claim Gibson was the victim of a leaked sex tape. You can't leak a video stream produced for public consumption. Anyway, according to this poll, the bottom is falling out of Gibson's support. A plurality of 44% of Democrats want her to drop, while only 39% of Democrats say she should stick. 60% of women want her out, while only 51% of men say the same. Nearly two-thirds, 62%, of Black voters want her gone. These are the numbers Democrats are up against with early voting starting this Friday. I will say this. Gibson was smart to disappear. It was the only hope she had. As far as I can tell, she has not said anything beyond her initial statement. She's entirely avoiding the public and media, which is her only way of hoping the story disappears and people move on. We'll know in about 6 weeks how well that worked out for her, but this behavior is beyond the beyond. I am more than happy to forgive the young and dumb, especially in the social media age. If my youthful idiocy were online, I would die of shame. But Gibson isn't young and dumb. She's a 40-year-old professional woman married to an attorney. Moreover, she's out there getting railed in public online with two little kids at home who will someday Google mommy and daddy. Decent people don't behave this way with two kids at stake. Her lack of judgment pales in comparison to her child-shattering narcissism. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, September 26, is available for pre-order. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.